This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A 15-1 long shot wins the Kentucky Derby, but seven horses die at Churchill Downs. Big controversy there. King Charles is officially coronated. Do we care? We'll talk about it. And sadly, an unbelievable, I shouldn't even use the word unbelievable, a shooting, another shooting, this time at a mall outside of Dallas, Texas. Eight people dead, seven others injured, nerves rattled, and now it turns out the gunman who was shot by a very brave officer who just immediately went after him and did what he should have done, but really took the brunt of it, killed him, and so now there's more details that are coming out about that shooter. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend despite some of the strangeness that's happening around us. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks, as always, for hanging with us. The mall shooting is what we'll start with. A lot of people are talking about it because, you know, this is what we live with now, the pop, pop, pop sound, and you could be in church, you could be in school, you can be at a outdoor mall. This is a mall that I used to go to. It's 15 minutes from my old house. I'm very familiar with it. It is one of those kind of open air malls where there's lots of people milling around, especially on the weekend, and there were a lot of people there. So Mauricio Garcia is the 33-year-old who had multiple weapons on him, five other guns in his car, and he pulled up at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday and opened fire, killing people just from a 5-year-old to a 61-year-old. They don't have a motive per se, but they did find a patch on his chest that said RWDS. It stands for Right Wing Death Squad. And it's popular among right-wing extremists, neo-Nazis, white supremacists. You might find some of that there. They're not jumping to conclusions, but they found a couple of things and pieced some things together. There was lots of video that came out of the scene that showed adults running as fast as they could to get away from the crack of the rifle fire that was in the air, shopping bags flapping around them. They sprinted out of the parking lot. There was a boy in a red T-shirt, I saw this over and over again, who ran away screaming, run, and looked so terrified on his face, that look of terror. So the shooting is the second time in less than 10 days that Texas has had a mass killing where a gunman put a rifle on people. And, boy, so gut-wrenching, I guess, is the word for it. Seven people also injured, and then the police officer, who happened to, by the way, be at the mall on an unrelated call, fatally shot him. So that's the good news. He got him right away, made a quick call, went after him. That was it. He acted alone, at least that's what they believe. There weren't any other threats. But this was really, really a scary one. Very sad that one of the victims was a child. And he had a vest on, pulled over, jumped out of the car, and that's how it all happened. So the gunman's parents are answering questions. Of course, they're cooperating with the FBI. You know, they're clueless, not knowing anything that was going on here, but they're answering anything they can. Wow, just ambulance after ambulance pulling people out of this situation, some dead, some who were those that are still in the hospital right now. And, you know, it's the stories afterwards that emerge about people rushing into a store, somebody trying to help them get them out the back when they heard the sounds and realized what was happened. So needless to say, the stores were closed on Sunday at that outlet mall. Police blocked the entrances to the center of the complex. The parking lot in the center of the mall is always jammed with cars. It was packed with cars, and people weren't allowed to go back to retrieve their cars till really late in the day on Sunday because it was a crime scene. So they were processing the crime scene. It was so bad this time that our president ordered flags flown at half staff in recognition of shooting victims. So, you know, here we go again, and there's more conversation, I think, to be had about what's happening and what are people doing, and people now realizing, okay, what do I do to get away from it? You know, people helping other people, that was a good thing. People locking themselves in a storeroom where they hoped that the bullets wouldn't fly through the walls because they don't know. You know, there was stories of, like, the 36-year-old cook who had gone to the mall to do some shopping for a vacation to Hawaii. He's in a store with his mother when a girl ran in and said, there's a shooter. So they just took shelter in the store. And then they were part of the line of people, because there was hundreds of people that just put their hands up once they realized, okay, it's all of a sudden it's getting quiet, put their hands up, and they were evacuated. Wow. I mean, again, just scariness on a very beautiful Saturday. And this should not be happening. It should not be happening. The other story, I think, that other people are talking about is, we know the border. We've been talking about the nonsense at the border, and now it's just the tensions are so high. Is this motivated in any way by that? I don't know. Because there's still more to investigate there. We have listeners in Brownsville, Texas, and many of you sent me emails. 7 people were killed, 10 injured. An SUV slammed into a crowd at a city bus stop near a shelter for migrants in Brownsville. They're investigating the crash. It happened 8:30 in the morning. And they're looking into whether it was intentional or whether it was an accident. It could be intoxication is what they're saying. It could be an accident. It could be intentional. They still, at this point, are looking into all of that. It was very close. There were homeless people that were there at the bus stop. There was the shelter for the migrants that was there. It was a male driver. He's the only one in the SUV, and he was hospitalized for injuries when the vehicle rolled over. So it was a mess. I mean, it was caught on camera. And the video's out there, but it's so heinous because you just can see him slapping into this SUV, slapping this Range Rover, slapping into all the people and running up on the curb and then going for another 200 feet, hitting people on the sidewalk about 30 feet away from the main group. Now, Brownsville, which is the easternmost border crossing into Mexico, issued a disaster declaration last month after 15,000 crossed, mostly from Venezuela, crossed over in a single week, just completely overwhelming border security. In a normal week, 2,000 or so try to cross at Brownsville. And, of course, they're saying they've never seen these numbers. And this comes with Title 42 ending and Thursday in the pandemic-era policy, of course, which allowed the Border Patrol to send the asylum seekers from certain countries back to Mexico. But it's expiring, so the flow is expected to get even higher. And is this related to it or not? Again, as I said, there's more to be had here as to what happened. The king officially had his coronation. There was a lot of Americans on the West Coast that stayed up and in the wee hours to watch this on Saturday. Other people that got up on the East Coast early and others in between who also got up early. I don't know that it was worth getting up early for, but some people did it. And, of course, in the U.K., it's a big deal. We're talking about that coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The big drama was whether Prince Harry would show up for the coronation or not. Of course, Meghan Markle stayed back celebrating the birthday of her son. He was not out on the balcony to wave at the castle, but he was there for the actual coronation, the Duke of Sussex, which is Prince Harry's title. So he's there to witness the coronation of his father. Television coverage-wise, boy, it's like 5 hours plus of coverage. Every outlet you can imagine in the United States covered it. And, of course, in the UK, they were all over this. And a big deal, you know, it's been 7 decades. The Queen held the throne for a long time. There are lots of conversations about the relevancy of it. And the it was interesting. I saw, you know, basically what I did was I had the hubs to the DVR thing, and then I fast-forwarded through some parts of it because we had a derby to watch. We had some other things that were going on for sure. But, you know, he was seated on the 700-year-old coronation chair. It's the oldest piece of furniture in Europe still being used for its original purpose, which, wow, that's pretty wild. And, of course, he was there at Westminster Abbey. That's where all that happens. It was a smaller crowd than in the past because they purposely set out to make it that way, not make it as quite as many people there for that. And they had terrible weather, lots and lots of rain, but it didn't deter the crowds. Thousands of people lined the route that the gold carriage took, waving Union Jack flags as King Charles and Queen Camilla traveled from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey along the Mall. And it's interesting, not everyone in the UK is excited about the coronation. Lots of people watched, millions, millions. But they've got a cost of living crisis there that has left many Brits struggling. Then you had staunch anti-monarchists who think the royal family's out of touch with modern England and that we don't need the royals anymore. So there were some chants of people screaming, "Not my king." And then there were chants of other people screaming, "God save the king." But what was there was 19 military bands, 4,000 troops. The parade stretched a mile from the palace gates, and it's official. So he is officially coronated. I mean, he was king when Queen Elizabeth died, but this is the ceremonial part of it. And as I said, you know, there's the question is, how relevant is the monarchy? And in the United States, do we care how many people in the U.S. watched the ceremony? Enough that, you know, obviously these networks, some of these networks anyway, dump some money into it and sent their all-star anchors to go and do the coverage. Supposedly in the UK, 27 million people watched the first ever televised coronation. But in the US, the early numbers that I saw were over 10 million, which that surprises me because I would think it would be less. So I'm wondering how skewed the numbers are, and I guess that includes streaming and whatnot. And I think in the UK, probably even more people may have watched with, if you put in streaming and you put in other devices and all of that. But obviously, some people got up early to watch. Some people had parties. You know, we don't have royalty. But we don't have royalty, thank goodness, for a reason, right? Because we broke away from England for a reason. We didn't want a dictatorship. We didn't want somebody on the throne. But this is the pageantry and the history and all of that that goes into it for sure. I'd be remiss not to mention the Derby. The Derby is our pageantry of a different sort. 150,000 people cram into Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, which is pure horse country. I like horse racing. I've talked about my family's involvement before. Two second cousins who are trainers and a great uncle who's a jockey. But this horse match was a 15-1 shot. So if you plunk down $2, you got over $30 back. But crossed the finish line to win the 149th Derby on Saturday, overtaking a popular horse, Two Fills, down the stretch to win the first leg of the Triple Crown. So you think about the speed. This is interesting because this horse was in the back and came from the back and had one win in three previous races. So this wasn't a horse who was being talked about necessarily a lot. So the colt earns $1.8 million for the biggest win of his career. And beating all the other 17 horses, just a wild stretch run, and beating all the favorites, and with a nice price for sure. And you had the trainer and the owner the trainer and the jockey who were Venezuelan. So a lot of Venezuelan ties to this horse. Very big moment. And then the strange, horrible thing is, on Saturday, you had two more horses die, making it seven in all at Churchill Downs. That seven, they're having, of course, investigations, but seven horses. I mean, this is the big black eye sometimes on this sport, and to have that happen on that week. So what happened? You know, it's just another blow. Chloe's Dream, a three-year-old gelding, and Freezing Point, a three-year-old colt, were injured in their races on the Derby undercard. So they became the sixth and seventh horses to have died in a handful of days. So they issued a statement on Saturday night saying there had been no discernible pattern detected in the injuries that were sustained. So to give you the example, Chloe's Dream had a fractured right front knee leaving the first turn of the second race. Freezing Point pulled up inside the 6-furlong marker with a left ankle injury during the eighth race. And so they take them off in an ambulance, and they euthanize them, and that's what happened. And as I said, this is a thing that infuriates people. So Churchill Downs said they're going to work with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission and the Horse Racing Integrity Authority, that's the two bodies, to investigate all of the things that have happened. But still, even with a little bit of a pall, the Derby was run, 18 horses, smallest field since the 2020 Derby, and it was a huge, huge win. I'll say it again, for this horse that wasn't, anything can happen, but wasn't expected to be in the money, so to speak. So that's happening. We have the playoffs in the NBA happening, the playoffs on the ice happening. We have a man cave coming up in our second hour, and I'll talk more about some of that. In the meantime, we have a president who said a couple of weeks ago he's running again for president, which everybody knew, but just made it official. And he is really, really getting hit as far as bad poll low numbers are concerned. So at the beginning of a reelection campaign, he had a lot of challenges, including the overall approval ratings, which have slipped to a new low, numbers that they haven't seen in a long, long time. And it is all about the numbers in getting people elected. I've talked about this before. Why the polls? Why would you pay pollsters? So Biden's approval rating is backwards, underwater, whatever word you want to use, with a bunch of groups that supported him by wide margins in 2020. 26% approval rating among Americans under age 30, 42% among non-white adults, 41% among urban residents, 46% of people with no religious affiliation. Among independents who voted for him in 2020, 50% approve, while 30% disapprove. Independents who voted for Trump, 96% disapprove. So his overall approval ratings are part of a negative assessment of him as a candidate for re-election. He has presided over this economy that has had low unemployment but high inflation, and we're getting squeezed in a lot of different directions, and markets are pretty sluggish. So doubt, those seeds are definitely planted out there. All right, coming up, some of you had something to say about that. We're going to hit the mailbag.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic man. According to two senior law enforcement officers, the shooter was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in a suburban Dallas shopping mall. President Biden's approval rating has hit a career low at 36%. That's according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll, which reflects a 6 percentage point drop from February. It also shows that roughly a third of Americans think the 80-year-old has the physical health to serve effectively. Former President Trump won't testify at his New York civil rape trial. Writer E. Jean Carroll is suing Trump, claiming he raped her in a Manhattan store dressing room in the 1990s. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Full. Let's dive right in. Keith, listening in the great state of Texas, says, "Darling, it breaks my heart to hear that people were just enjoying their Saturday of all ages simply at an outlet spot in Allen, Texas, and they end up scrambling for their lives. When is this nonsense going to end? Thank God for that brave police officer." Absolutely, Keith. There's no question. The cop was happened to be in that area, and there is the recording of him where he says, "He says I've got people running. They're still shooting." He's shouting that in the police recordings. He said, "I need everybody I got," and he got him down, and that's what he said. I got him down. In the recording, you could hear that, and of course, everybody's scrambling to get there, but luckily, because he stopped that attack as quick as he could, that's the good news there. But boy, oh boy, you can't say shocking. I use gut-wrenching, because what words do we have anymore for this? People that weren't suspecting that, of course. And then the stories about, well, what's the deal with him? He was somebody who lived in Dallas, and they're questioning his parents as to what was the reason for the attack. You have all these people that were killed. You have the 8 people that were killed. You have 6 dead at the scene. Other 7 were injured in the attack. You still have 3 listed in critical condition. I mean, just, it's horrifying. It's a senseless tragedy It's what it is, you know. It's what it is. So thank goodness for that police officer. Absolutely. Acts fast, gets them, boom. And that's, take them out. Move to Jake. Jake says he also has something to say about this. Cage, as you know, I'm in Austin, but I saw what happened in Dallas at that mall, and you could just see all those people, all shapes, sizes, etc., just running for their lives. It's horrifying, some of the video from that. I cannot imagine you're out there just unaware, I guess, and then all of a sudden you're really kind of fighting for your life if you were anywhere close to him, or even if you're out on the perimeter. There were some pretty scary stories. People, be safe and pay attention to your surroundings. Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. We've done this before. I'll do it again. We've had people on talking about that. You know, knowing where exits are, being aware of where you are. I mean, how can you predict something like that? You can't. But just being aware that, what if I do have to make a break for it? Seriously. And some people said that they, you know, there were kids that said, oh, well, we practice these drills in school. So they weren't in school, and that would be a much different situation, but they had some idea of what the sound would be like and how to scramble. There was this one story that I was paying attention to, of this, listening to different stories of people, because of course that's what it's about. And there was a man who said he was so happy to have like a daughter dad day, where his daughter, who's a teenager and doesn't really want to hang out with her dad that much, went to the mall to get some things with him, and they were eating at a place called Fat Burger, just having some burgers, and then that happened near them, and he just grabbed her so fast, and they got out of there, and we're lucky, but we're running, you know, running to just get away from the sound. And then the other people, because he stopped the car and just started shooting, so they just happened to be crossing in his line. Most of the people who were shot, of course, that's what it was. They were right there when he jumped out of his car. We move on to Max, and Max says, coronation, smorination. Kate, I don't understand the obsession with King Charles's getting his crown on his head. Didn't he already get the title from Queen Elizabeth after she died? Why would they even spend all the money on all that foofy nonsense? And why would any American sit there and go gaga over it and watch in the middle of the night? I said it's, you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but apparently enough Americans were interested in it that there was a lot of coverage coming out of the UK back to the US. You know, some people like the whole idea of the royals and just the pageantry and et cetera of all of that and what it means and the historic moment. And certainly in the UK, that was what that was about. But in the United States, there are absolutely plenty of people from the UK who live here. And then, there, like I said, there's people that's just kind of their thing. I don't know about if I was on the... I don't know about watching it live if I was in, for our listeners in California. If I was in California, if I was in Arizona, would I sit there at 2 o'clock in the morning and watch that all the way through 7? I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to watch that whole thing all the way through and listen to the details of, hey, it's raining and they're coming down in the royal carriage, and then what does this mean? And, you know, all of that in between. So, yeah, I understand. We move to Kurt, and Kurt says, wow, it is getting interesting to see what the people will say when we all vote, and let's hope a lot of us vote in 2024, because you have a president who keeps dipping in his approval ratings. You have a former president who keeps rising in his polls, And you have a challenger that is starting to make some noise on the Republican side. I wonder what it's going to look like when we get closer to the election. Do you think it's going to be a lot of grandstanding? Do you think there's going to be lots of political ads? What do you think it's going to look like, Kate? Well, I think all of the above. Yes, of course there's going to be mega coverage for campaign stops, what we would normally see. And, yes, a lot of money in the war chests for the Democrats and the Republicans, and then individually the people running. That's key, is to run those ads, radio, television ads, other methods of running ads. So I think what you're referring to is Ron DeSantis. He's up 5 points. So Trump leads DeSantis still by 26 points. And this isn't just the latest poll. There was a ABC News Washington Post poll. And Biden has led Donald Trump throughout the polling before the 2020 election he did. But Trump is up 6 points on voting age adults who would definitely or probably vote in 2024. And so then you got the lower approval ratings. You have the doubt of mental acuity. That was a question that was asked. And so that hit with the numbers when the question was asked, where a majority doubt that, 63%. That's a high number, right? That's a high number. If you just look at the Republicans in the questions about who would you vote for, you know, Trump has the majority, 51% overall. DeSantis, 25%. This is in this particular poll. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, 6%. Mike Pence, former VP, 6%. Senator Tim Scott, Republican from South Carolina, 4%. And the former Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, 4%. So that's where that's at. But Trump is polling stronger with his party than Biden is with his party, with the Democrats. Trump gets 88% of the GOP. Well, at least if you looked at these polls, would vote for him. 83% of Democrats say the same for Biden. So here you have the sitting president, and that's what this poll has come up with. I mean, and there's going to be polls dropping every couple of weeks and all the way through in 2024. And I think the primary is going to be the key thing for the Republicans. There's no doubt about that. What happens in these primaries is the thing. All right, one quick one. I have one more that I can squeeze in here. And this one is from Joseph. And Joseph says, "Hey, Kate, I had a lot of different things I wanted to talk to you about, but I have to say I did watch the Kentucky Derby, and boy, the 7 dead horses is terrible for any of the horse people in the horse racing game, but the actual race itself was a beautifully run race. Congratulations to the winner, Madge. I did not have that horse in any of my exotic wagering, I'll call it, but I certainly watched, and I think it was a pretty thrilling race to see it go down the way it did and see a horse that came from the back of the pack to the front and crossed over when it mattered the most. Yeah, that's what it's about, right? We can make, humans can make any odds they want on these horses and look at past speed numbers and what they've done and try to assess that. But, in the end, it has to be run, and anything can happen. If the horse is got it that day, then the horse is going to take it, and Madge had it. Now, the Preakness is next on May 20th. Let's see if the horse runs or not for the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, tail end of the show for this hour anyway. We have UBIs, Ubiquitous Bits of Information. Jeremy Paulson joins us for this. Jeremy, how are you?
Hello, I am good.
Yay!
It is May.
It is May. Is it crazy? I mean, we're already down a bunch of days in May. So, yes, it's hard to believe, but it is here. And I know that you have something really cool to tell us about as far as May is concerned.
Yeah, I just did May Facts because it's May Day. We have a big festival up here at the Powderhorn Park. I didn't get to go because I have to work all night, but, you know. I've been there, but
cool.
I wanted to go to see friends. Anyways, yeah, May was named for Maya, the Greek goddess of fertility, which is ironically because May is considered a bad luck month for your marriage. Yeah,
really, a bad luck month.
Yeah, hitting the poem, "Marry in May and you'll rue the day."
Yeah. No, but you just told me it, so now I know it.
Yeah, so May is considered a bad month, I guess.
Wow.
May's birthstone is emerald, which stands for love and success.
Nice.
And in the UK, May is celebrated as National Smile Month. So smile and be humble.
Smile and be humble in May.
Right. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, May is... I mean, I had no idea the thing about marrying in May, but a lot of people marry in June or they marry earlier in the spring. I got married in March. March is a great time because it's still, at least where I've lived, it's the weather is good and it can be cooler in other places, but that's interesting. May. I like May, too. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who have birthdays in May. May 7th, which just was, or later in May, and I think it's neat. I mean, I think it's like kind of when you, even though it's spring has already sprung, there's something about flying into May.
Yeah, isn't it like April springs and May showers?
Yeah, exactly. So my UBIs are about the coronation, since there's so much conversation about this, and what does it mean? So... the coronation is the actual act of placing the crown on a monarch's head, and it's the physical crowning, but it's also the ceremony and the act of crowning. It's like they put a lot of thought into this. Why does this happen, and traditionally, what does it mean? And coronation ceremonies were held in medieval Christendom, West and Eastern, both Western and Eastern areas were influenced by what the Roman emperors did because they did it, so that became a custom. And in most kingdoms, a monarch succeeding in hereditarily doesn't have to undergo a coronation to ascend the throne, but they exercise the prerogatives of their office to do that. So it is that whole ancient custom, and a lot of that, again, originated with the Roman Empire. And you could even trace that tradition back to its roots, and that would be Egyptian pharaohs when they did it as well. So all of this is to say that, you know, it's like if you go back in history and you look at what attendees did. They went to the banquets that featured, if you go back to 1821, and King George's coronation, which would have cost $26 million in today's dollars. He had 4,600 guests, and they dressed in costumes that were inspired by fashion of centuries past and all of that. And they had the big spread that they laid out. And when that happened, they had some controversy because they had an estranged wife who tried to crash that occasion, and so it was the last time they had a banquet like that, and they changed it, and so it became a more private kind of banquet. But at Westminster Abbey, they've had the coronations since 1066. Wow. And before Charles, of course, Elizabeth II, you have to go way back in history, seven decades back to when she was coronated, because of course she died at the age of 96, and then her eldest son immediately became the King of England, which is Charles. So you don't really need to have the ceremony to make him king, because as I already said, a hereditary thing, but it's something that is part of the tradition in British history, and they did it. So there hasn't been a coronation since 1953. You and I were not alive in 1953, so that's the last time they had one. And maybe that was part of people that are historians or like history wanted to watch because of that whole thing. And the crown, the king's crown, weighs 5 pounds. You could see on his, when they put it on his head, that he had to be careful sort of that it wouldn't, it felt like it, to me it looked like it was going to fall because it was so heavy, but then the way he was kind of moving his head around, it seemed like that to me, like, oh, it's not like these things fit perfectly.
Balancing books on his head.
Yeah, like balancing books. That's what it kind of looked like to me. And the same thing with her, because her crown wasn't 5 pounds, but it had like kind of an, there's kind of like an awkward fit thing. So you could tell that that was kind of weird to kind of walk with that too. Now, the other thing that happens at these coronations, which is no surprise, your status, the royal status, is reflected in where you're sitting and what you're wearing. So where were you seated? You know, and of course, seated in the front row, Prince William, who's the heir, his wife Catherine, the Princess of Wales, and then their children were there too. Then you had his sister, Princess Anne, same thing. She was clad in an ornate formal robe, where you had Harry, the other son, who had just a regular gray morning suit on with his military service medals. And then you had Prince Andrew, the disgraced second son of Queen Elizabeth, who had ceremonial robes, even though he's not a working member of the royal family. And I guess instead of having the amount of people they would normally have, like would be much bigger, they had 2,300 people that were there at Westminster Abbey. And as far as the United States goes, you had the First Lady Jill Biden was there. And you had the former prime ministers, they would be part of it. You had Lionel Richie and Katy Perry who sang, and that's typical. They would have performers in the past, too, that were usually opera singers that that perform at the coronation. So, interesting. Lots of history. I mentioned the 4,000 troops before, the parade's a mile long. That's the history that they've had in the past. And it's, I think, because of how far it dates back, that that's something that they continue, and because that's something that
tradition.
Any kind, yeah, tradition, and because it's kind of like you know, you said May Day. There's this May Day. There's these things that happen at May Day. It's a tradition. They have this every year. It's a different kind of tradition, of course. But so this whole coronation thing, especially since there hasn't been one in a long time, the act of doing that. Of course they were going to do that, you know, because it's that ceremony where you crown a king or a queen, and 70 years is a long, long time. So that's it for the coronation. Have you ever been crowned? Does anyone have, do you ever have a Burger King crown on your head?
No.
No. No crowns?
Not that I can think of.
No, you weren't fascinated by that. You didn't want to be the king. You weren't dressed up as a king for Halloween or any of that.
No, I can't say I did. I was more into, like, the darker stuff and motorcycles.
Motorcycles and darker stuff. Wow.
Yeah,
all right, that's
quarter.
It. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, UBIs, that's it. We're closing the book on May Day and coronation facts. Thanks, Jeremy.
Yep.
And thanks to all of you. Be safe, be sane, be happy, for goodness sake, in this crazy, wacky world, peeps.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.